Most marketing books are crap. Published February 12th, 2019 on masonpelt.com. Most marketing books are crap, and broadly speaking, most business books suck too. These books are mostly written by people selling consulting, or worse, some productized service. While I'm critical of most business books, I'm focusing this beating on marketing books only. Out of a sampling of marketing books, it's common to see a 180-page book spending 30 pages sharing the qualifications of the author and 150 pages of generic or recycled concepts, perhaps with some rebranding. Most of these books tell you how major companies over the last 50 years became major companies using the tactics the book's authors just happen to be experts on. I'm not saying Ogilvy on advertising wasn't worth reading, because David Ogilvy founded an ad agency. His expertise is what makes the book worth your time to read. But if you read his book, you can probably skip most of the clones. Marketing books are typically written for three audiences. The first two are people who work at large brands and agencies, with well-funded clients who hire consultants. Basically the type of companies that make up any example in most marketing books. The third audience segment is dumb people who think their startup idea follows the same rules as a spattering of carefully selected examples. Dumb people may never buy consulting, but they can buy books and attend conferences. Dumb people also don't ask for context, like what other players were in the market, if the strategy failed for other companies, or how the overall economy was doing at the time the strategy worked. Once in my photographer days, a marketing person hired me for an event. Let's call it a graduation. They asked me to take photos with my phone. Why? Because they had heard the head of Chili's Bar and Grill say photos taken on a phone at a restaurant receive more engagement on Instagram than studio images. Either those scenarios are identical, or some dumb folks are buying marketing books and attending conferences. History is written by the winners, and it's the same with marketing books. The strategies in most marketing books work almost 100% of the time, on paper. That's because no one writes about failures. I've spent my working life at agencies and MarTech companies, and you know what every client I've worked with has in common? First, they don't let you write about their worst failures. Second, nothing is a failure if you toss a pile of money at it and put on rose-colored glasses. Are 5 million impressions worth anything on social media? No, but if you spend $500,000, you can get 5 million impressions. Take the impressions, some screenshots showing positive comments, negative comments are ignored, of course, a few charts, something showing industry trends, a pull quote from a Gartner analyst, and boom, that's a nice-looking case study. If you take 30 thin case studies like the one above, cherry-pick the ones with a similar thread, put them together with some snark, and a little analysis, bam! You have a marketing book. It may not be a bestseller, but maybe it'll get you a consulting or speaking gig. Some of the best books about marketing aren't about marketing. I'm not saying all marketing books are bad, and I started an ad agency, so it should be clear, I'm not attacking marketing consultants. But many of the best marketing books aren't written about marketing. Any book covering flaws in an industry or highlighting innate human behavior can be a marketing book. Manufacturing Consent by Edward S. Herman and Noam Chomsky is not about marketing. It's an expose highlighting many of the flaws in media outlets. The kind of flaws in the design of news that could be a savvy PR person's dream. Ryan Holiday, a one-time savvy PR person, highlights the exploitation of those and more modern problems in his book Trust Me, I'm Lying. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie is about being a good human. Social Engineering by Christopher Hadnotch is an entertaining book about how not to be the victim of social engineering. Neither of these books are about marketing, and both will teach you more about marketing than most books that advertise themselves to be on the topic. I could probably keep naming books, but you get the point. There are a lot of bad marketing books and a lot of good marketing books not about marketing. If you're looking for marketing books, my fellow SiliconANGLE alum Brandon Mendelsohn listed his favorites a few years ago. Why do bad marketing books sell? From what I've gathered, most people who read marketing books aren't well-versed marketers. They're trying to learn, often quickly, about marketing. I jokingly called them dumb people before, but they're self-educators. So am I. That's awesome. That said, in the very early stages of self-education, you don't have the information to understand what is good or bad advice. When I see a book that says you have to invent, quote, a whole new game defining a new market category, developing it, and dominating it over time, I think, well, darn. This is going to be an irritating read. I've probably read this book before. Will this just waste my time? However, if one of the first marketing books you read says the key to being successful is defining an entirely new product category, like Facebook, Google, Salesforce, Netflix, Uber, and many more, why would you question it? Bing is a failure for Microsoft. It's not a category-defining company. You want your startup's marketing to be a success, defining the new category that the entire world has never seen before. You don't want it to be a flop like Bing, a company that in 2017 earned $3.2 billion in revenue, $1.3 billion in profit, holding 18% of the search market share in the US. You want your startup to be a success, and that means defining a whole new category.